from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone we haven't even talked about yet today because we're at training camp. Bobby Wood Jr.
Dude, he's
we can't,
can we just do a topic every day? We're like, Bobby Wood Jr. is just so good.
He is turning into, conversationally, what we had in the first 3 years of Mahomes, which was like, at some point we're like, figuring out different ways to talk about how great the player is. We learn how to do that with Mahomes. We're going to have to learn how to do that with Bobby Wood Jr. because we all already know he's a superstar. It was reinforced during the Home Run Derby and the show he put on. Right now in the month of July, there's not a hotter player in baseball in July. He has been incredible, man. He's raised his batting average, I think, this month by 20-something points.
He's hitting like 340. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's quite that high, but it's like, it's right near there.
Yeah, the exact, what is it? I think I had this yesterday. Yeah, he's raised his average 23 points in July. In 20 days, he's raised his batting average over 20
points. He's hitting 337 now after a third straight three-hit day. Look, I could come on here and talk about Bobby Wood Jr. every single day. I think the easiest comparison is you have right now the best player in the NFL, and you have a top three, inarguably, top three player in baseball. Like, look, if you still want to say Shohei's better because when he throws, he does both things, and
you
I watch
Shohei,
dude, I
home
saw
run
his home
yesterday.
Run, dude, yes.
Last night was insane.
Like across the highway or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to say Shohei, you want to make your argument for Mookie or a couple of other players that you can legitimately maybe kick around.
Yeah.
You cannot go to the mat with me and be like, you're crazy if you think Bobby Wood Jr. is a top three player. Look at the skill set. No player in baseball possesses the skill set altogether that he is. He is like if you made a five-tool player in a lab, Gold. He does everything. He plays gold glove defense. He's the fastest player in baseball. By the way, based on sprint speed this year, he's the fastest player in baseball. He also hits for average at 337, hits for extra base hits. He's top five in baseball. He's a five-tool player built in a lab. He's nuts. It's crazy.
He's going to finish second or third in MVP unless Judge gets hurt. You know, and so he's going to finish top three in MVP voting. I think it's pretty clear now. If you're wondering where the betting markets are at over at FanDuel, at least Aaron Judge -430 to win AL MVP. Gunnar Henderson 5-1. Bobby's 10-1, which is actually an increase. He fell back to 22-1.
Yeah, he did.
15 days ago, but because he is red hot, he's moved up. You know, he still weighs off. I think Judge is probably going to win it with the home runs, and depending on what the Yankees do. Remember, MVP award, it's not like Cy Young. MVP award, people factor in how the team is doing because you get into the value and all of that. If all of a sudden the Royals got red hot as a team and the Royals were in first place in the division, well, that would also help Bobby Wood Jr.'s case. And the Yankees have been slipping. That could hurt.
They're not a guarantee to win their division. That's what's funny about it.
And the Orioles, of course, right there are leading the AL East. That helps Gunnar Henderson's case. Yeah. But Bobby Wood Jr. is going to finish top two, top three in AL MVP voting, which is really special. We had said it when he got his contract extension in February, but I think we all are seeing it more and more. It's probably not going to be this year. But he's going to win an MVP in his career. at least
one.
Yeah,
I think
he's going to do it.
I think he's too good.
I don't think this year is going to be that year, even though he's putting up numbers that are absolutely good enough to win MVP in most years.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably not going to get it done this year unless Judge gets hurt. I think, unfortunately, that's what it would take. But he's going to win an MVP at some point in his young career. Yeah. I think it's within the next 3 years he wins one.
No, I 100% agree. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't look at it. And you know what the difference? This is what makes him like Mahomes. And then we can hear from Clark Hunt in just a minute. But this is what makes him like Mahomes. He is clearly, like, and you would like, this is like the conversation I remember who we were getting in a fight with about this. Maybe Nick or whatever about, like I said, no, everybody's not giving their best effort. Right?
Oh, some well, guys, that was a preseason thing.
Some guys are just
that
like,
was the first preseason game last year.
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about preseason. So, and I said, oh, yeah, the guy, you're like, nobody, they're not all giving effort.
Like, they're not all trying
I said, the guy that's, you know, trying to get the last spot on the roster
yeah,
is, and it,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, this kind of goes to there. But every player is not driven to be great the way Patrick Mahomes is driven to be great. Everybody doesn't put in that amount of thought and effort the way Brady was driven to be great. Bobby Witt Jr. is so clearly driven to be great in that way. It is obvious in the way that he works, the way he approaches the game, the way everybody talks about him. He's not just superiorly talented, which he is. He is more talented than most people who play the sport. But in addition to that, he is also more motivated by greatness than the average player. Maybe because he can taste it. Some guys just get to rest on, like, they're great and they get to just live their life and be great.
I think we also are, I don't know about you, like, it helps when the team's doing well, no doubt, but enjoying watching Bobby more too, coupled with winning, but because we know that we're not stressing whether or not this offseason he's leaving and getting traded or something, that he's locked up long term via the contract extension, the largest one in Royals history. That also, coupled with the winning and his performance, you can truly enjoy what we're experiencing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.